You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
There's Marlon Williams, of course, with My Boy. We've got Marlon on the line all the way over in Dublin. Kia ora, Marlon. How you going?
The Maori, Rachel. I am fabulous.
That is what we like to hear. You were just telling us off air you've been on the most hundies, like 36-hour planes, sleep. What is it? You know, where in the world are you? What time of the day is it? So it's good of you to join us at 9 p.m.
You're good company for a jet lagged boy. It's all good.
You've been
quite happy
jetting everywhere because you've been doing a massive tour of the States, and now you're on your European leg. And of course, here in New Zealand, tomorrow we have the Silver Scroll Awards, which My Boy is nominated in the top five for. Busy year for you. How are you feeling?
I'm very pleasantly surprised. I didn't expect to be a scroll contender this year, so I keep forgetting that it's happening, and I guess obviously being on tour too, it's easy to sort of be out of that, but yeah, I'm very, very stoked. It's a beautiful top five.
It is.
It's amazing to hear so much Reo Māori in the top five.
Overdue to hear that, but also not surprising to hear the songs that have made their way into that top five, and songs that not only have te reo Māori in them, but have a very distinctly Māori feel to them, like My Boy. We've talked about the Māori strum and the particular sort of lineage of that song, but how does it feel to have this particular track of all of your songs on this brilliant new album celebrated?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we talked about this before, Rachel, but the song, it was one of the most natural, I think we did, yeah, one of the most natural to write, and therefore it's not a self-conscious song. I'm able to enjoy it for what it is. It's like, it's got a purity for me as a songwriter that I'm able to step back from and just enjoy the simplicity and the whatever grace it has.
Totally.
Yeah.
this album, which is also called My Boy, it does sound like you've been having a lot of fun not only making this but performing it as well. What's it been like taking these tracks on the road?
It's been great. It's so, you know, songs really just do their own thing when you take them out on tour. They sort of get sort of knocked into shape and knocked out of shape and reformed, and they really morph and evolve. So it's just having other people's ears in front of you, taking it in, just changes the meaning and shifts it subtly and reframes everything. So it's a really exciting part of the journey in that way.
Earlier in the year, you were touring with Lorde, which was pretty exciting, and I imagine a very different type of touring to what you're used to. Have you sort of noticed Lorde fans popping up at your shows? Has it brought a new audience to your music?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we haven't started the Europe leg, but there were definitely, weirdly enough, there were a few faces from the Lorde tour that I recognised in the States. So it was. You know, they're really. I'm excited to see some of them that come out on the Europe run, and it was just it's very. They're very dedicated bunch, and I feel very lucky to have won some of that by transfer.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So you are about to embark on a big tour of Europe. You've got Reb Fountain and band with you. That must be quite an exciting crew to be touring around with.
Oh yeah, I mean I love all of those guys. Love Reb and the whole band, obviously. Dave, my band is also in her band, so
he's going to be busy.
He's going to be real busy. It's going to be a lot of fun though. We all get on so great that and I'm just so excited to watch European audiences take in Reb's music and inevitably relish in it.
With your own album, some of the songs on it have such a specific relationship to the landscape and the vibe of Aotearoa. Has it been interesting playing those songs to international audiences? What's the, I guess, way they have existed in that space felt like for you? Because I imagine it's different to when you play a song like My Boy or Easy Does It in a New Zealand context.
Mm. Yeah, there's a in a sense it's sort of a, it feels like I'm being a delegate to the world, you know, and that's a really beautiful feeling. And it, you know, because I've spent so much time at home over the last few years, it's been very, it's really grounding and it's, you know, feels like I'm doing a karanga back to the homeland from wherever I am. So it's very, you know, it has a very practical, effect on my sense of place and sort of location in the world wherever I am. So I'm very proud to sort of bring those sounds and those the kupu and it's been great.
I'm excited to see the show when you bring it back to New Zealand. You're going to be playing at the Civic in January here in Tamaki Makaurau. It'll be probably nice, I imagine, after taking these out to the world, to come back to home ground and touch base. Are you looking forward to that experience?
Yeah, I mean, I did a similar routing on the last big world tour I did for Make Way for Love, and it's so special going out and sort of forging the songs and then, you know, really bringing the best version of them back to New Zealand and Australia, because it can be intimidating and scary playing at home, you know, so you want to give it your best foot forward, I can't wait to present the songs at whatever stage they're, you know, of development they're in by that point.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'll let you get back to your touring, but I do want to have a chat before we let you go about the song we're going to listen to, which is Don't Go Back, because I believe there's a bit of a story to how the video for this one came about. Marlon, you were directing this, is that right?
Yeah, I had initially, I was going to hopefully work with Martin Sagadin, who obviously is now a wonderful name in New Zealand music videos, but they just got back from Europe and it just didn't quite line up. So in the last minute, I sort of put on the director's hat, and I've sort of, you know, done a few videos now where I've sort of renegade directed. So it's, you know, not completely unfamiliar to me, but it was a lot of fun to sort of throw together. Very stressful, but a lot of fun to throw together at the last second. And it's, you know, really some really great performances from people, you know, from friends in my community. So it's, yeah, I just really, it ended up being a lot of fun.
You've said that this is kind of a, like a second Party Boy or a follow-up to Party Boy as a song. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I just sort of, it lives in the same world. It's sort of a weird cautionary tale about, I don't know, partying. but, you know, very, it was the same sort of tongue-in-cheek sort of, you know, thing as Party Boy. I don't know, it's just, it's nice as you sort of build a career on and you've got all these different threads that start running through through your catalog, and it's really nice just sort of creating non-linear lines between the works and just sort of building a universe that where there's all these different emergent relationships between all the songs.
Yeah, totally. Well, Marlon, thank you for chatting with us. Best of luck on tour and best of luck at the Silver Scrolls tomorrow night as well. I hope you have a fun time,
Rachel.
And enjoy celebrating with Reb across Europe.
Yeah, best of luck to all of the nominees too. There's a Tuesday, incredible. You know, those girls, I met them in a supermarket in Littleton a while ago, and they listened to their music and I was blown away by what they're doing. And then obviously Delaney and Tammy with, you know, that beautiful song that, I mean, if Willie Nelson sings your song, you know you're on the right track.
Oh, hard out.
So, yeah. And yeah. The Nudge and Troy, obviously incredible. And, you know, Rob Ruha and that crew, it's just, yeah, I'm very, very stoked to see what's going on there.
Absolutely.
So, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Marlon. Have a great tour. We'll see you soon.
Cheers, Rachel.
One in the morning when the mood started shifting, all the night moves coming out. Conversation you could do without, you bought her there. She's got her finger in her mouth, and you know what that's about. Don't have to tell you what you already know. If you got something to uphold, you don't let the devil leave you low. You're dynamite. And I know you think you might, but don't leave yourself tonight.
Don't come back to the party, everybody
thinks they know you.
Don't go back to the party, put your body
on the line.
Don't go back to the party, everybody
thinks they know you. On the line. One in a million, and a long way from home. I can hear your poor heart beating on the dark end of the phone. I get scared of that. Eh, there are the tongue, there are the do. You're holding on to a feeling long forgotten by the people all around you. On frozen ground, I know you, and that day is gonna come when you be losing, losing.
Don't come back to the party, everybody
thinks they know you.
Don't come back to the party, get somebody
on the line.
Don't come back to the party, everybody
thinks they know. To the party, don't go back to the party, no. Don't go back to the party, don't go back to the party, no. Don't go back to the party, don't go back to the party, no.
Don't Go Back by Marlon Williams. Thanks to Marlon for speaking with us over in Dublin at the moment, about to head off on a European tour with Reb Fountain and her band in support of My Boy, his excellent album. My Boy, the single, has been nominated in the top five for the Silver Scroll for 2022. It's a really special award that celebrates songwriting in Aotearoa, and it's always a really fun night of the year. Just sort of, you know, enjoying the excellent music that is made in this country. It's happening tomorrow night. Zoe and I will be heading along. I'm very stoked about that, and we'll be bringing you all the latest details, gossip, glamour, glitz, all of that on Wednesday morning straight afterwards.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.